Loosman Logan in the morning, Kick's morning show, and more special guests in studio, if you'd please. It's a theatrical day today. We had Driftwood Theater. Now we have the Bishop Center. They've got a performance that they've been working on for the last few months that's going to be coming up here this weekend. They're going to be kicking off the first performance of Oliver.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, everybody. How's it going?
Great.
We've got director Dr. Andrew Gaines.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning. Of Grace Harbor College, and then performers Jeff Rockwell, Matthew Klein, and Jelaine Fleury.
Hello.
Hi. Good to have everybody here. Dr. Andrew Gaines, I think most people are familiar with the play Oliver, just in its one line, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Right.
So tell me a bit about what people don't realize maybe about Oliver if they haven't seen it in a while.
Oliver is asking for some more gruel.
Yeah, he wants some. It's not even good.
Not even good what he wants.
Yeah.
Right. Oliver is an orphan and has been deprived of nutrition like all the other orphans.
Yeah.
And so desperately wants some more. Oliver ends up being asked to leave the orphanage for asking such an egregious question.
Yeah, no, you can't have any. What do you think this is? The Taj Mahal?
And
you
so
think
the,
this is the Four Seasons? What is.
And so. Mr. Bumble, or Beetle Bumble, as he's known, played by Jim Eddy, promptly sells him to the local undertaker to be an apprentice. And that undertaker is played by Jeff and Jelaine, who are here with us this morning.
Well, let's talk with Jeff and Jelaine. You're the undertakers, and your characters' names were?
The Sourberries.
The Sourberries. It's a great name for an undertaker.
Sourberry.
So tell me a little bit about Mr. and Mrs. Sourberry. What's Mr. Sourberry all about?
Henry's a drunk, and I pretty much run the orphanage all by myself.
Yes, no, they're kooky characters for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Sourberry definitely enjoys his drink a little. but they definitely do not treat Oliver very nicely. They basically treat Oliver like more of a commodity than a actual person.
Kind of like everybody else.
On the contrary, I feel like we treat him quite well. We share the dog's food with him, which is a lot for us. So, and, you know, also we have a lot of caskets reserved for very special clients. That's one of my favorite lines from Jeff.
Oliver's welcome to sleep in the caskets.
Oh.
So, you know, wonderful places.
Yeah, he doesn't mind sleeping in the coffins, I suppose.
And then Oliver escapes that terrible place to live and finds himself on the streets of London where he meets the gang of children pickpockets.
Okay. So wait. So he leaves one terrible place for a more terrible place.
Correct.
And then he ends up in even a more terrible place.
Well, it turns out to be kind of like his first feeling of family.
Okay.
The first place where he's really welcomed.
And the leader.
And the head of the pickpockets is played by Matthew Klein.
Matthew? And what's your character's name again?
I play a character named Fagin.
Fagin.
Mm.
It even sounds dubious when you say it.
Yes, he's
Fagin. My name is Fagin. I like it. So tell me a bit about him.
He is a conflicted character. Throughout the entire performance, he's struggling with morality. I mean, he gives these orphans a place to stay, but he kind of takes advantage of them.
Yeah.
So
like, I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah, but really he's...
But you're going to have to work for me.
He's all about his treasures, his riches.
The things that they go out and get for him.
Yes. Yeah. Wallets, handkerchiefs.
So their job, keep him rich.
Mm-hmm.
And his job, I'll give you a roof.
They get a blanket and a crate to sleep on.
More gruel?
And moldy sausage.
Moldy sausage, even better. All right. Boys. And then what happens? So I guess we have to come to find out what happens to Oliver after that.
Right. Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Big cliffhanger right there. So he goes from bad to worse to not quite as bad, but not quite as good either.
It has a happy ending.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, it's got to. It's Oliver, which is based on.
I think it's... Well, I mean, the ending is a little dark. You know, I think people should know that it's not children's theater. This is very different from Charles Webb. This is Dickens. The world of Charles Dickens is very dark.
Yes.
The underbelly of London. There's murder. There are scenes of domestic violence. It's dark.
But I don't think that means that you shouldn't take children to it.
No,
because
I think
there are children performers in it, and it's a classic tale. And I think it's fun and funny.
And this is a musical performance, correct?
It is a musical, and some of the most memorable songs you will hear in a musical. You are going to be walking out of the theater, kind of maybe wishing you could get the songs out of your head because they are so catchy. But I do want to come back to the domestic violence to say...
Oh, yeah.
I would say parental discretion is advised with children under 8.
Under 8 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, because it actually says on the website, on the Bishop Center website, that there are scenes of domestic violence. So that's, you know, kids getting pushed around. I imagine maybe there's a spanking here and there.
Actually, it's adults fighting among themselves.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So under 8... Maybe not so much.
No, we do actually. Oliver does get a slap.
Yeah. So come and check it out. It's going to be kicking off this weekend, Friday night, 7:30 at the Bishop Center. And then you have a run of the 6th and the 7th, both 7:30 shows, which is a Friday, Saturday. Your Sunday, March 8th, 2 p.m. matinee. And then next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is also 7:30, and a 2 o'clock matinee on the 15th.
And everyone can get their tickets by either going online to ghc.edu/bishop or call Margot Hood at the college, 360-538-4066.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Luce,
very welcome. Man. Looking forward to seeing it. Oliver, it's kicking off this weekend at the Bishop Center.